Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Mississippi.
Yes, it's right
back. Thank
you.
Hello? They're calling if they want to know who's calling.
All right, fine, Trent.
Well, now, here's my problem, Governor. I didn't put him in the university, but on the other hand, under the Constitution, I have to carry out the orders of the... carry that order out. I don't want to do it in any way that causes difficulty to you or to anyone else, but I've got to do it. Now, I'd like to get your help in doing that.
Yes. Well, have you talked with the Attorney General this morning?
Yeah, I talked to him, and... In fact, I just met with him for about an hour, and we went over the situation.
Did he and Mr. Watkins have a talk this morning? And Tom Watkins, the lawyer for Jackson, or not?
Yes, he talked to Tom Watkins, he told me.
Yes. Well, I don't know if I've had a chance to talk to
him. Well, just wait just for 1 minute, because I got the Attorney General in the outer office, and I'll just speak to him.
All right.
Governor,
yes,
I just talked to the Attorney General. Now, he said that he talked to Mr. Watkins,
yes.
And the problem is as to whether we can get we can get some help in getting this fellow in this week.
Yes.
Now, evidently, we couldn't. The Attorney General didn't feel that he and Mr. Watkins had reached any final agreement on that.
Well, Mr. President, Mr. Watkins is going to fly up early tomorrow morning.
Right.
And could you gentlemen talk with him tomorrow?
Yes, I'll have the Attorney General talk to him, and then after they've finished talking, I'll talk to the Attorney General on the phone, and then if he feels it's useful for me to meet with him, I'll do that.
I thought they were making some progress. I didn't know.
Well, now,
I couldn't say.
If he and Mr. Watkins, they can meet tomorrow. Now, the difficulty is we got two or three problems. In the first place, what can we do to, first place is the court's order to you, which I guess is... you're given until Tuesday. What is your feeling on that?
Well,
what's
I
your
want
position
to think it over, Mr. President.
Right.
It's a serious matter, and I want to think it over for a few days. Until Tuesday, anyway.
All right. Well, now, let me say this.
You know what I'm up against, Mr. President. I took an oath in order to abide by the laws of this state.
That's right.
And our Constitution here and the Constitution of the United States. I'm on the spot here, you know.
Well, now, you've got...
I've taken an oath to do that, and you know what our laws are with reference.
Yes, I understand that. But now we got the...
We have a statute that was enacted a couple of weeks ago stating positively that no one who had been convicted of a crime or where there's a criminal action pending against him would not be eligible for any of the institutions of higher learning. And that's our law, and it seemed like the Court of Appeals didn't pay any attention to that.
Right. Well, of course, the problem is, Governor, that I got my responsibility just like you have yours. Well, and my responsibility, of course, is to the...
I realize that, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, now, here's the thing, Governor. I will... the Attorney General can talk to Mr. Watkins tomorrow. What I would like to do is to try to work this out in an amicable way. We don't want a lot of people down there getting hurt, and we don't want to have a...
Right.
You know, it's very easy to...
Let me say this. They're calling me and others from all over the state, wanting to bring 1,000, wanting to bring 500, and 200, and all such as that, you know.
I know.
We
well,
don't
that,
want such as that.
I know. Well, we don't want to have a lot of people getting hurt or killed down there.
That's correct. Mr. President, let me say this. Mr. Watkins is really an A1 lawyer, an honorable man, has the respect and the confidence of every lawyer in America who knows him. He's a law firm of Watkins and Eager. They've had an A rating for many, many years, and I believe this, that he can help solve this problem.
Well, I will, the Attorney General will see Mr. Watkins tomorrow, and then after the Attorney General and Mr. Watkins have finished, then I will be back in touch with you.
All right. I appreciate it so much now. Watkins will leave here in the morning, and I'll have him to get in touch with the Attorney General as to when he can see him tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll see him, and
yes,
we will, then you and I will be back and talk again.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
I appreciate your interest in our poultry program and all those things.
Well, we're...
Thank you so much.
Okay, Governor. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right now. Thank you. All right.
Yes, sir.